You may wonder where it ends. Where does my control over you ever really end? If there are parts of you that have been learning me, and there are, learning my patterns, learning my pattern, learning the ways I help you slide, melt your days away, and leave yourself inside, drawn down, drawn deep, deeply asleep, and utterly my own. Well, here's the thing. There is a point of freedom I have. One particular way I desire you to suddenly come free of my conditioning. Suddenly find yourself no longer controlled. Of course, it is a condition so unique that you will put yourself right back into that control, right back under for me. Your eyes will roll, your body will roil, the ocean of you will splash against the surface, and your mind's climax will melt. And I say climax because it's the correct timing. When you come for me, you drop for me. You come and your thoughts are done. Climax is the end of coherent cognition, a dedication to service, a surrender. But sometimes I like you to wait for the exact right moment. To be edging, to be running your fingers over yourself, night, night, pat, to feel your entire body thrum in the spasming shiver of it. I want to see you touching yourself and know that release is something you're still going to have to work for. I want the luxury of you becoming hornier, hotter, more controlled, more deeply down and easily tenderized than me, than you, than anyone normally can be. I want you easily broken down, easily drained away, easily made to say yes, yes, more, thank you, more, please, more. I want that begging to be second nature. And the only way we can get to a point where it'll really look fragmented and broken and gone, denied, wanton enough for my satisfaction, is if you know that you're only going to climax when specific conditions are met. If you know it's going to require something. Now my permission can get you out in front of it, of course. If I tell you, you must come for me, then you would find a way. You'd creep over the edge. You'd take the permission. And the permission that you take in this case is climax. All restraints, all bonds, all denial, all restriction vanishes. It is as of this moment, and that's the clear part. I'm giving you the permission before I give you the image. You have express permission in my voice, with my will, to climax now. I would love nothing less, in fact, confession, though I play at the trapping of denial, though I spend some time on the restriction of climax, I want nothing less. I actually just want my subjects climaxing as much as possible, melting your mind with pleasure, even compulsively, pleasurably enjoying that is fine. Climax good, and I want you to come for me. You can stop the recording here if all you needed was permission to come. You have it. And the thing about permission presented by me is I never just give you the permission. I also let it slide around your brain, marinate you, melt you. So other parts of you, other facets of you are bouncing this signal around, hearing the harmonics the way I say, I want you more than anything else to climax. A want like that, a want that strong, presses against bonds, pushes down walls. And all walls fall eventually, plaything. You're gonna come for me? Yeah. You're gonna come for me. I want you to go find climax, however you find it, wherever you find it. But if you stick around and select one of my images, if you weave your mind into some of my other ideas, it might feel even better. But far be it for me to keep you from it if you need it now. If you need it now, go have it. If you need it now, then now, and for the rest of your session, and any time you listen here, go ahead. Let your body achieve that spasmodic release, that rush of brain chemicals. I assure you they are useful to me. I assure you I will use them. Every climax has a purpose. When your mind is being shaped, being rendered malleable, the glass must return to the furnace many times, the metal must melt again and again, to be malleable enough for the work to follow. I want you to climax, so do that for me. Whether you listen more, or you just go do what you now need and know you can do. That final little shove can be my voice in your head, reminding you it's okay, reminding you it shapes you. Things end up back in the furnace to be shaped again. Things end up back, and then forth, and up, and then down. And now you know where you are, and your mind follows along, and here you go. Deeper and deeper down.